oftentimes people that are not from New Beginnings, different ministries and things are associated with that we, whether it be a missionary or different ministries in the area. But this morning we decided we're going to have a time to just have us share God's faithfulness to us and just a time of testimony of just speaking things God has been doing in our lives. It says this in 1 Corinthians 14. How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification, for building up. And so we want to just tell one another how great our Father is. That's what we want to do at this time. And so we're going to start off this morning with Seth. Seth attended what's called UE Camp, Ultimate Experience Camp, and he wants to share a little bit about some of the things that God spoke to him there, and then we're going to open it up to have anybody else share that would like to share. So come on up, Seth.
So I was at UE camp for the second week in June, and it was a great week. I went with Chickies Church of the Brethren, which is who planted our church. And the camp is hosted by Miller's Rural Community Church. And this year, the topic for our sessions was Wake Up. And our main verse was Colossians 1:15 through 19. Christ is exactly like God, who cannot be seen. He is the firstborn son, superior to all creation. Everything was created by him, everything in heaven and on earth, everything seen and unseen, including all forces and powers and all rulers and authorities. All things were created by God's son, and everything was made before him. God's son was before all else, and by him everything was held together. He is the head of his body, which is the church. He is the very beginning, the first to be raised from the dead, so that he would be above all others. God himself was pleased to live fully in his son. And our speaker for the week was from Miller's Rural Community Church, who is their youth pastor. And he has really strong messages, and he can connect to the youth really well. He's pretty young. I'd say he's probably 30s, maybe, early 30s. And our first night session was on who Jesus is. And we focused on how we should be the center of your life and that we're made for God and we should serve him with all we have. And the question for that night was, is Jesus better? Is he better than everything else in your life? Is he most important? Is he the best person in your life? And is he better than everything else that's going on in your life? And should he be the center of your life? And he wanted us to wake up to who Jesus is that night, which is kind of the theme for the week. And he pushed hard the facts, like if we should be focusing on other things and how we should be tapping into God's speaking to us, I guess. And our second session was on not doubting and not forgetting that we're freed by God and that he changes our identity and frees us from our sin. And he changes everything and he saves us and we're saved by faith and it gives us free will. And our questions for the night were, what has Jesus done and who are you because of him? And so we focus a lot on how Jesus works in our life and how much all the things he's done for us, which is, it's a long list. And who are you because of him? He changes us completely. Without him, we would never be anywhere that we are today. And so that connected into our third session. And the point was, don't let your thoughts keep you asleep. So don't let the worldly things keep you from being with God or separating you. And don't give in to your earthly thoughts. And you should see this fruit of your spirit working in you. And you should not have the desires of the earth. So you should be focusing more on God and keeping yourself pure. And our question for the night was, what does Jesus really change? And so we broke out into four groups. And we talked about how he changes us. And again, there's a long list of things that he does for us. And this, I felt, was pretty powerful after he all connected together. And I felt that it really, the last one, really summed all of it up. And it was probably the best message I felt I've had in a while. And the main point was to live out the way Jesus did every day. And to live a better life and believe that God was in Christ. And yeah, we talked then again about the 2 Corinthians verse. And we should believe that. It was more about belief and waking up. And you're supposed to make the most of what you're given. We're to be Christ's ambassadors. And we're supposed to help others wake up when we are waking up. And our question for the night was, what do you need to wake up to? So what are the things in our life that is keeping us from waking up to God and who he is and what he's doing in our life and the world? And then we had a long discussion in four groups again. And we need to have unshakable faith. And we wake up others up to the truth that God has given us. And we should fight for a victorious God. And we shouldn't give in to devil's temptations. And that was the sessions for the week. And he left, a really good message with all of us. And he encouraged us to live it out every day and live up to what Christ lived like. And the week was really, it was a really good week. They paired Chickies, our group, was all boys. There wasn't any girls. Paired us up with Cornerstone Community Church. And we had a great time, and I got to connect with them, which was fun. We had a lot of fun during the games they had and all the activities, and we were really tired by the end of the week. Yeah, that's how UE Camp went.
Want to share what God's been doing in your life?
Okay. Yeah, I have to share this. When I had my eye surgery done, they told me that my muscles were real weak and that it was probably going to be a difficult operation. But as soon as he told me that, it's been a long time since I felt this peace came over me. And I knew it was from God. I knew he told me everything was going to be all right and perfect. And even right before I had my operation, the lady who was in there before me had a very difficult one. And when it was my turn, they said they anticipated the same thing. And I still had this peace over me. And my operation went perfect. Praise God.
Anybody else want to share what God's been doing in your life? I know he is in all your lives, but is there something he wants you to share specifically this morning? Do you want to share something, Logan? What do you want to say? Come here. Oh, down to the river. Yes, and there's refreshing in the river. Jesus tells us that we'll have rivers of living water that flow from our very being. It's his Holy Spirit that just pours out of us. We're supposed to be sources of refreshment to people in the world that are in drought. Those that don't know the Lord are like in a drought. And we're supposed to be have rivers of living water flowing from us to refresh those around us. And so be that source of refreshment. Anybody else sense at all that we're not going to prolong or anything, but if there's something else you'd like to share. I'd just like to share that this morning God has been really good, how he orchestrated this whole morning, pulled it all together. Interesting how God works. I mean, through Scott's songs and Luann's lesson and everything, it just kind of all came together, and they don't talk. I mean, that's the Holy Spirit's orchestrating of things. And I'm amazed every time, and I think, why should we be amazed? This is the God we serve. He knows our needs. He knows what's going to happen. He knows who's going to be here. He knows what's going to be needed to be said and shared. And aren't you glad we serve such a God who works things all out for good for us as his children? He loves us so much. We're pretty unlovable at times, and yet he loves us in spite of it. And let's just pray as we finish up. Father, you're just so good. We don't deserve your goodness and your mercy and your love. But that's just who you are. Thank you for moving among us today, Spirit Lord, for orchestrating this morning for your glory, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness to each of us here this morning, Lord God. Through all the things, the ups and downs of life, you are faithful. You are a hope. You are our anchor, Lord God. There is no other. You are faithful. Lord, help us today as we leave this place to go as ambassadors, sharing others, telling others about your faithfulness and your goodness and your love for them. Everywhere we go, we have such good news to share. Oh, Lord, our nation is in such need of hearing the good news. Thank you again for moving among us this morning, for your presence, Lord. So help us be that ambassador this week, wherever we go, that people would see Jesus on upon our lives. We pray these things in his name. Amen. Shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.